This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:11 and happy pie day, everybody.
Yes.
Might have to get a piece of pie today.
We have pie. Nick
brought pie.
He made it.
Where's his mic?
He's not. Oh, I'll put him on for a second.
It's okay.
I brought apple pie.
Oh.
He made it.
You made your own apple pie?
With help from my grandmother, yes.
Grandma's apple pie? Oh my God, what is the best pie day ever? Is she any good at making pies?
She's very good at it.
Excellent.
That's why I called her first for help.
That is excellent. By the way, everyone, when you call to win one of our contests today, you'll get to talk to darling Nikki. He's really good at answering the phones and proving that, you know.
And making pie.
And making pie with grandma. That's very nice. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Wish I'd known that before I ate my turkey sandwich. Damn.
Sorry.
You already ate your turkey sandwich?
Dude, I eat it right when I get here.
It's 6 a.m.
Food burns a hole in my pocket. Yeah. I ate my sandwich. I eat when I get here.
No, hold on. The old you used to not eat till 11.
But now I know I have food there. Well, I didn't not eat till 11. By 9 o'clock, I was scrounging the office, eating crumbs off the floor.
Shit, all the chocolate in the office.
Yeah, oh my God. If there was chocolate, I was going to eat it. Oh, so now I have a turkey. Now I'm perfect.
Now you bring food and you eat it before the first break.
I have other food items in there that I'll eat later. But
wow.
I have an apple, but if I can get my apple in pie form today, I think I might be
set.
I might be all set.
You can save that for tomorrow.
Right. It was the last apple, too. Now I have one for Friday. All right, right now, call number 9, 800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake tomorrow night at the Oracle Arena. This is amazing. This is like some fast turnaround on a ticket, people. Tickets and upgrades are available at livenation.com. And we've had these tickets all week. We'll have another pair. Are we going to do another pair tomorrow? Seems like a tough day to do it.
As far as I know.
Maybe it's like a will call thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to see Justin Timberlake, this is your chance. Call a 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You can talk to Nick. All right, let's start with some fun news. Oh, you want to hear some sad news?
No.
Just like as opposed to like the
my
college.
Mic was off.
Oh.
I was like, all right.
As opposed to, you know, heavier stuff. Like, I'm not going to do a hashtag Me Too here. I'm not going to do a, you know, college admissions varsity blues, Operation Varsity Blues
scandal. I love that
scandal story. Dude, it's ugly and just getting uglier. Like, it's... And the thing that kills me about it is that I don't know that if I was a billionaire, I wouldn't have done something to help my kids out. Like, it's... It is such, for me, this is just me being honest right now. Like, if you have the means and money, you can throw money at anything, you probably get really used to that and you go, oh, I just throw money at this and my kid can get in whatever college I want him to be in. All right, I'll do it. Never, I wouldn't have thought to myself, oh, geez, I could wind up in jail for this. You know.
You know, though, and I can't specifically point to how Gentry and Ellie raised you and what money might have done to you through the process of you being filthy rich. I know for a fact, while I don't agree with a lot of the things my dad did bringing us up, specifically the beatings, but he always made me face penalties for the things I did. Always would be. He'd be in the middle of doing something and know he'd put it all down, get me, and take me to wherever it was I had to go to apologize or fix or whatever I had to do. And that's what you teach your kids, is to deal with the consequences for your behavior.
Right.
And in the case where you lounged your way through high school, you don't get to walk into college. You just don't. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. I'd be like, sorry. I mean, we got plenty of money.
Right.
You're going to, like, you know, Bill said billionaire could be like, well, look, you're going to, you know, we're not going to run out of money. You'll be fine.
Right. I mean, that is sort of the other side of it. If I was a billionaire, I mean, I guess, though, maybe what they're thinking is that if I get my kid into college, then somehow they'll gather a work ethic there or something. Like that maybe they think this is the last hope I have for creating a kid who can fit in socially in the world.
I thought that too about Laughlin's kid because she's that little girl is gorgeous. Whatever she is, 18, 19.
Yeah. I think is Olivia the... She's got two daughters.
Olivia Jade.
She did this for both of them.
I've only seen the one.
One less than the other.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she was sort of grandfathered. Because I think, aren't they both USC girls?
I believe so.
I don't know. I've only seen the one. But to finish the thought, she's vapid and empty.
Yes.
She's someone who looked right into a camera and was like, I won't be in class much this year. And caught a bunch of crap and then did an apology. We listened to that yesterday. So I could see why maybe the parent feels like, well, I've clearly failed her. And hopefully getting her into college and exposing her to some kind of higher learning, maybe there's redemption there for her.
I mean,
I doubt it.
That's crossed my mind.
I doubt it, though. I doubt it.
I just feel like I want to do everything I can for my kids. And I know that that's typical. Most parents want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I do. I bet you if you are a billionaire and your kid grows up sort of in the lap of luxury and they see other people struggling when they're not, like it must come with its own whole set of challenges. I wish I could say definitively that, like I can say it right now, I wouldn't do it. But that's because I don't have the money to do it. You know
right.
what I mean?
You're
like,
not a billionaire.
Am I so great that I wouldn't have done that?
I know.
So we weren't going to talk about that, but there we are. Here's something fun. This is just fun. We'll talk about it at the 7 o'clock hour. Don't worry. Don't worry. There's more. Leonardo DiCaprio. He likes him young. Not like R. Kelly young or anything.
No.
Not like that.
Well, he also likes him supermodel-ish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But if there's anybody out there doing it correctly, it's Leo DiCaprio. He is unmarried, no kids, and has taken full advantage of his celebrity.
And continues to.
From his earliest days. He was what? Gilbert Grape, he was 17?
Oh, yeah.
Or,
and he was
less.
Even younger. Yeah. He was on that show.
Oh, Silver Spoons.
No, Growing Pains? Is he the kid's friend?
One of those sitcoms
when he was a little kid. So he is not interested in women his own age. He likes them young. And they have a limited shelf life. He has never been attached to a woman over the age of 25. Not once.
That grosses me out a little bit.
It's not so much when he was 25. But,
like, why does he get a pass?
Well, because they're all women who are like, oh, he's Leo DiCaprio. We give him a pass because he's a dude, A.
What do we mean a pass?
Really gives him any stuff about it. I didn't say it. I said shush.
Yeah.
No one gives him any crap about it.
But is he doing something? Is 25 a new legal boundary?
Absolutely not.
What's he doing wrong?
Nothing. This is just a delight. This is supposed to be a fun, delightful story, Vinny, not something that we need to delve into, like the morality of it.
You guys said pass.
He gets a pass because when you look at like Pete Davidson, who's however old he is.
He's like 25, 26. And he's with
Kate Beckinsale, who's 47.
46.
So she gets crap for it. They are sensitive about it. They've both made comments about it. Leo, he doesn't make any comments about it. He just goes, I don't even think anyone brings it up to him.
I just feel like he keeps trading.
He does. That's what's funny about it.
Up or down or younger.
Here's the funny part. In 1999, when Leo was 24, he hooked up with 18-year-old Gisele Bündchen. They broke up 5 years later when he was 29 and she was 23. In 2005, he started dating Bar Raffaelli. He was 30, she was 20. They lasted until 2010 when he was 35 and she'd reached the shelf life. She'd reached the limit of 25. In 2011, he was dating Blake Lively, 23 to his 36. The following year, he hooked up with Aaron Heatherton, who was 22. From 2013 to 2014, he dated Tony Garn. By the time they broke up, she was 21. He was 39. In 2015, he fooled around with some old hag. So an old hag, man. She was 25. He didn't have to buy her a 26th birthday present, though, because they broke up before she turned 26. Kelly Rohrbach was her name. And in 2016, he hooked up with Nina Agdal, got rid of her right after she turned 25 the next year. And now he's with a lady named Camila Morone or something along those lines. She is 21.
After Bar, I've never heard of any of these girls.
Yeah, well, they're all super hot, super. You've heard of Kelly Rohrbach, haven't you?
Nope.
I bet you'd recognize her.
I'm sure I've seen her.
She's the only one that I definitely know. Well, actually, Blake Lively, you know.
Oh, I do. Okay, I have. Yeah. After her, I haven't heard of any of those people.
But these are only the women that he's had some kind of established relationship with. As in, they were seen on his arm more than, say, 5 times. Mm-hmm. Because maybe there have been, once in a while, girls over 25 that he's had on his arm for a minute. But good for him. That's the way to live life. Right, guys?
Vinny?
Right.
I like it. I think he's doing fine. I don't have a problem with it. He's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling the connection that you're seeing there has to do with the amount of time he spends with someone, and they say, well, now we are more, right? And he says,
No, I'm not more. I'm never going to be more
for
you.
There isn't going to be that.
I think, though, young people are super attractive and ripe for the picking. But my problem is, like, I very rarely meet someone who's 19 years old that I want to sit and, you know, I don't want to hear about what you like in music or what college classes you're taking.
I'm sure he doesn't either.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
He's like, how about don't talk? So the one you're saying, the ones he keeps around are the ones that aren't talking.
Who does he keep around?
Well, he'll keep people around for a couple years. Some of them 5 years. Well, some of them get a couple years. I guess they must be the ones who are just like, tell me more about you.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing tell me more about the stuff there's you like more to talk conversation about babies and life beyond dating, mm-hmm. and that's where he says, this is where we part.
25 is a good, solid, because the girl is not hearing a super loud tick, you know. She's still just fun, no real pressure. I actually feel like of all the years that I've turned, and there have been a lot of them, 25 was one of the hardest years, because you've spent your whole life little. You've been a little kid, then you're, you know, a young adult, you're super young, blah, blah, blah. You know, the world is your oyster. You turn 25, you're like, holy crap, next stop 30. And you start to really, like, that's when I went, oh.
You woke up.
What the hell am I doing? What am I doing here? What is my plan? Mm-hmm. That was, everything before that was just like, wow, wow, wow. Girl's gone wild. Right,
yeah,
easy.
I'm sure there's
absolutely
there's some kind of expectation that is brought up, and that's where he says, this is where we part.
Yeah, because you're not getting that from me. I'm going to be Leo DiCaprio the whole time. There's no stopping me.
And in his defense, as we talk about that, like sort of his track record, you know, look him up. Google him if you're a potential dater.
No, and
see what his track record is.
I'm actually not even trying to say that he needs to be defended because I don't think that Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davis, I think, you know, look, as long as everyone is legally of age, I've said a million times, I think once you get to a certain age, you're a grown up. And then if you find something in common with another grown up, no matter how old, then good for you. If you find someone that you like to hang out with, that's great. Not everyone does. So it's not even that I think he needs to be defended. I just think it was a funny story that all these chicks, it's like, young. You turn 25, you're out.
He's the last bachelor.
Like, I wonder if he has that in his head or if this is truly just coincidence or if he's just like, oh, once they hit 25, I'm done.
A bet with some bachelors in Hollywood, including George
Clooney,
who lost, clearly. He had to pay out.
Yeah.
Who is going to be the last bachelor standing?
You know, I've heard of that, but is that official? I mean, is that something?
I thought it was.
See if you can find that. That's interesting.
Okay.
Don't you think that all these cats watched people like Warren Beatty and Jack Nicholson stay single and be the Hollywood dream?
Mm.
The leading man in the movie business who's attached to all the leading ladies.
And none of them.
Right.
Mm. Well,
don't you think they see that coming up and go,
maybe.
There's the model.
And maybe when they get to a certain age, they're like, wow, pretty soon I'm going to need in-home health care.
Exactly.
Then they go, you know what, I'm just going to, next 25-year-old that, you know, that I can stand, I'll just keep her. How old was Annette Bening when, because she and Warren Beatty actually have a bunch of kids together, and she's, I don't know, just a couple years older than us, if that.
Yeah, I don't know. She might be, oh, she is 60.
Oh, boy. Oh, she's significantly older than we are.
She's been married to him since 92.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So.
I don't think Nicholson's married, though.
No.
Oh, no, no. In fact, who's the chick that Lara Flynn Boyle? He was with her for years. And after they broke up, she jacked her face up. I don't know if you've seen her recently. She honestly looks like an alien.
Well, it's calmed down a bit.
Has it? Good. Thank God.
But
that stuff does calm down. That's I always hope for the calming to come.
Yeah, but that she looked like she looked like a real victim.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
She looked like she brought a Groupon pass to.
And got all of it. She was the group.
Are you calling? What are you saying about group?
I'm saying she looks like she's got discount face surgery.
That's
what I'm saying.
Nothing bad about Groupon.
Down the street.
Yeah. So what?
I like Groupon.
Don't worry, it'll calm down.
I wouldn't get face surgery, but you know, based on a group discount plan.
We can all do it as a show. Come on.
Oh my God, let's all go do it. What do you want to get done? Let's all get the same nose.
Oh my God.
Come
That's
on,
the
Benny,
dumbest thing I've ever heard. Can you imagine five people who are unrelated have the same?
It would be the best radio bit of all time if we all got the same nose.
Goodness, you have a good nose, Sarah. I would go with your nose.
Well, I got to get a no. We can't go with any of our noses. We all have to get the surgery.
Oh, we all got to get my nose. I mean, you want big, beefy,
I don't know
ugly
if they,
thing.
I don't
put
know if they can
face.
Make your nose big. Well, maybe they can make your nose bigger.
Oh. Look at Bryn. Wouldn't he look great?
Bryn has a little button
big,
nose.
Giant
Bryn has
toucan.
A good nose.
I think this idea is dumb.
I like it. I think we should each get a chin tattoo that says, like, you know, just like various emotions, like with the seven dwarves. Like, I'll be angry. And, you know, human can be
chin
sleepy.
Tattoo?
I don't know, something, you know, funny, like writing on your face.
I don't want that one.
Like, we all have the same nose, like a really pointy one. And then, like, an emotion.
Pointing down to the tattoo on our chin.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Read here.
Okay. Clearly, we're just off the rails. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Beer and disposable income after the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Our email addresses are Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. It's Sarah at RadioAlice.com or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. I don't think you can put Sarah or Vinny.
Yeah.
Hi, Morning Show crew. My friend Amy and I listen to the show every day via podcast and exchange many text messages about the conversations you all have. You're an endless source of conversation for us. We've both been listening since high school. We're now in our 30s. Amy just had her first baby girl. And it would mean the world to me if you'd read this on the air to welcome the little one into the world. She didn't have a name yet, but we call her Baby Applesauce.
Applesauce.
Baby Applesauce.
Okay.
So she must have just had this baby. Yeah. No name yet, just Baby Applesauce. Welcome, Baby Applesauce, and love you, Amy. Thanks, Jessica.
Aww.
Isn't that so sweet? Thank you for listening, and we love your emails and texts as well. Please send them immediately.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Nothing. I was just going to play this. Oh. That's Harrison Ford talking about Christina Applegate.
Applesauce.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app, and you can listen to radio on it. Radio.
Specifically us. We'd like it if you'd listen to us.
Yes. This show is available on an app called Radio.com.
Podcasts and everything.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with travel today. There will be disruptions. Trump has grounded the 737 MAX, the 8 specifically, but that plane now has been pulled. And it was like any of them in the air, They're on their last flight.
Oh.
Get them on the ground, park them. We're not going to be the one country. There's like 51 countries that have grounded this plane.
Right.
And we were sitting there going, everything's going to be fine.
Right. We grounded the 9, too. I didn't even know there was a 9. I hadn't heard of it. And I don't know why he grounded that one, too. But or the FAA did. Mm-hmm. Whoever
the
was
FAA
in charge of this.
was letting them fly.
Right.
So I don't know what the deal is. But for now, at least know if you're headed to the airport, 1, there'll be travel disruptions. 2, the plane you get on will not be the feared 737 MAX 8. Next up, today's Pi Day, 3.14 repeating, or whatever's
infinite number.
Right.
It never ends.
Right.
We have some pie. What do you think of Nicholas's?
Oh, the apple pie is delicious.
Grandma's pie. It looks
it's
the
delicious.
Crust looks flaky and
It's nice.
Yes.
All right.
Definitely
like
be having
for
a slice
it to be
of
a little
that
warm,
later.
But other than that, it's delicious.
Oh, you hear that? So, she's bitching because it's not warm enough.
It's March 14th. 314 is the connection. If there you go.
3.14 and a million.
Right.
An infinite number of digits.
On and on and on.
And it's the ratio between the circumference and the diameter of a circle.
Okay.
That's what it is.
All right.
Greek symbol pi.
Right. Did you happen to notice more people in your life yesterday looking up from their phones?
I didn't. I didn't really hang out with anybody though yesterday. So,
nice.
Apparently, Facebook and Instagram were down long enough for people to start wondering if this is what life is like after Facebook.
You know,
AF.
I definitely tried to post. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I tried to post something yesterday about 6 p.m. Just nothing doing.
Even this morning, it was down, Vinny. I don't know if it's still down right now, but
I was like, oh, there must be something wrong with my phone.
Maybe
I finally have to get a new phone.
Did
Facebook
they say what it was?
And Instagram. No, I didn't see what it was, and I'm sure they were scrambling to repair whatever problem there was. You can't have people just telling others what they ate.
No, they have to show a picture.
Oh my God!
And
I
write
have to
nom
call
nom
my
nom
friends and tell them how good this looks.
That's ridiculous.
Sarah.
Does FaceTime work? Can I show you?
It's a quesadilla.
Oh, God, it sounds delicious. Just describe it to me.
I put a dollop of sour cream and some hot sauce on the plate.
Oh.
And then I ate it.
Oh, if only I could have seen it. You're telling me it's all gone now?
Snapchat may have rallied. Oh, I should check their stock.
Oh, you should check. Yes. Where are we at?
It's been going up. Last we looked, it was $10 and a quarter or $10.50.
Why didn't I buy it?
Come on, Sarah.
Come on. We said we were going to buy it. Why didn't we do it?
$10.67.
See? It keeps going up, you guys.
Well, they're not out. Snapchat's not out, everyone. Feel free to go to there and figure out how to use it. I can't, but you know, I'm not supposed to know how.
Yeah. The kids
anyway,
seem to know.
So there's that. People were unable to post. There were tears.
Horror show.
There were, maybe it's my phone. Do I turn it on and off?
I did that.
I'm sure that you did.
I was like, what am I doing wrong? Why is it? And then I thought it was I reset my internet. I'm like, I guess it must be
says,
my internet.
Boy.
Well, I wanted to put my post up, you know.
And Debbie's not there to help you.
I know.
So.
Oh, the two of them, they would have really figured it out.
Yeah, well, I would have had a better chance anyway.
Well, there's that. So hopefully it's back up today so you can make sure everyone knows what you ate. But otherwise, that was what was going on yesterday.
God, I just can't live without everyone knowing about my quesadilla.
Speaking of food, a bunch of people were asked, what do you spend your disposable income on?
Oh.
And the number one answer was food.
Yeah.
Yep.
Restaurants.
People do. If you could not eat out, even just eat out twice less a week, and put that money in, you'd be all set for retirement.
Right, but you know what?
We can't do it.
Well, because no one wants to do dishes.
No.
No one wants to go food shopping.
No.
And then make it.
Right.
And then do the dishes.
God, you're making it seem so hard. Because it is. It's really hard. I couldn't do it last night. I was going to do it for myself. I'm like, I'll make a sandwich.
My chick used to eat out 3 times a day. Well, she worked at tech. She's always worked in tech, so she always
so skinny.
Had that free food, lunches.
All the running she does.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But man, she just, that was, well, we should go to eat.
Yeah, what are we going to eat?
Every time?
Every time.
Yeah. All the times. Mm.
So you've broken her of that habit.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Last thing I want to do at night is go out to eat. On the weekends, fine. I'll be fine with it.
No, I'm fine with eating out, but three times a day?
Yeah. Mm-mm. It's just so expensive. It's so much money. And you know why restaurant food tastes so good? Not good for you.
Right. Yeah. Eating out at restaurants was number one. Vacations and clothes were right up there at two and three.
Clothes are expensive.
Well, yeah.
Vacations
and, you know,
are expensive. You need clothes, though.
I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't grow out of stuff. And you still wear out of stuff. You still, I mean, especially now that there's a picture of every day of your life, you're like, man, I can't be seen in that shirt anymore.
That is a thing. You know, I used to have like one or two nice outfits and I wear them to all the Alice events. And now I can't do it anymore. Seriously. You know?
Yeah, I know.
You got to like go get something new.
All those pictures have done for me is I'm like, where did that jacket go?
Well, it's a jacket. You left that somewhere.
It's happened with shirts too. Mm. Where I go,
you must have gotten something on it.
Must have.
Yeah.
But I don't. You know, I don't remember I guess I do shed stuff fairly easily.
Your girlfriend. There was one time you dropped yogurt down the front of yourself in here. It's like an Instagram post I put up last year or something. And I said, you know, some funny comment about how you spilled the stuff down. And your girlfriend wrote the comment that she put on it was something like, "You should see him after dinner." Like on a daily basis.
Is that right?
Like, that's where your shirt went, Vin. She couldn't get the stain out.
She really said that?
Yeah, something like that.
You spill?
I usually, they call me Cookie Monster at the house because I usually have food. And it's not necessarily always all over me, but it's always off the sides of my plate.
Yeah.
So when you pick up the plate, there's a circle of clean.
You've masked that part of the table.
And debris all around the outside.
It's like the corona of a sun.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm surprised, but yeah, you know.
It was cute. I was like, sure. Hi, Christina.
So vacations close. Entertainment comes in at number four. Our hobbies, that's where.
Oh, I spend a ton of money on my hobbies.
I'm always like, oh, this surfboard is going to be the one. I'm going pro after I get on this puppy. And then I suck just as bad on that board as I did on the previous three. So going to the bar on the list.
Oh, well, listen, I always say that. I like to drink at my house because it feels free.
Yeah,
I'm not having to make a transaction with
$10 a glass.
Yeah. I get that I went and bought that vodka and we had to get the, you know, the accoutrement. But I am not running a tab at my house. People like going for happy hour and stuff. I'm like, wow, I can get a beer for half the price of my house.
Well, that has to do often with people wanting to drink
socially
with company,
with people,
even if they're not going to say a word to anyone and they're only going to stare straight ahead or down at their drink
or their phone.
Feel like a big loser sitting at home,
right? Drinking alone,
right?
I drink alone.
That never slowed me down.
In fact, nobody else.
That was my preferred way to drink there at the end. But from that being how you spend your disposable income to this, the top 10 U.S. cities for beer drinkers, and I thought, well, that's an interesting thing, right?
Sure.
Except that it has to do with breweries.
Oh.
And that's another thing that I didn't really participate in. I know
the microbrews,
well,
and the craft brews.
Forget about even that. I didn't want. Do you prefer a tap beer to a can or a bottle?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
See, I wasn't like, oh, let's see what they have on tap. I'd be like, you know, give me a can or whatever you got.
No, I actually, because I like it out of a, you know, frosty mug. And I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I love beer pulled from a tap.
But would you say, okay, let me just ask. You can tell me whatever answer you want. If I took a can of beer and poured it in a glass and put it in front of you and then did a tap beer and put it in front of you, would you go, there's the tap?
Probably I wouldn't be able to. You know, maybe it's a mental thing because I haven't had, you know, I pour Guinness. Like, I buy the cans, you know, with the little, it has like the little something inside
the
can.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that,
I don't know, a CO2 cartridge
or
something.
That's what I was going to say.
So I'll pour that and I do feel in my own mind that that's inferior to getting a drawn Guinness. Is that a mental thing? Probably.
Maybe not. I don't know.
But yeah, I absolutely look at what people have on tap. Because if I usually am only going to have one beer. You know, they fill you up.
I've heard about people who do brewery, there's a name for it, brewery tourism, where they go to places that have a lot of, Portland, and then they'll just tour
people like
the
that,
breweries.
Yeah.
That's weird to me, but that's what we're talking about here. And Cleveland is number one.
Cleveland?
They must have a lot of breweries.
They must.
They say the United States has over 7,000 breweries.
For everything from the giant Budweiser factory to the, you know, they must not be counting people's private basement beer.
No, I'm sure
production
not.
Company.
But enough people have decided I love beer. I like making it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Plenty of people saw Sam Cooke? Sam Adams sold for however much to the big companies,
sure.
and a lot of others have gotten rich.
Yep.
And my buddy's brewery, they didn't do that. They sat there and kept saying, "We're going to do it ourselves. We're fine. We don't want to cash in." And now no one's offering them the money they once were.
Oh, darn.
Because, you know.
It came and went.
Well,
things are in and out of fashion.
Yeah.
I have a friend who is I don't know if that's their intention is to sell it, but they started up a little brewery in a basement, and everyone liked the beer, and they went bigger, and now they've got a place like in the Richmond, over in Richmond.
Uh-huh.
And East Brothers, ding, ding, shame.
East Brothers?
East Brothers. And I'm seeing them in restaurants now. And
wow.
I mean, I'm kind of excited for them. Like,
sure.
Which of the two are your friend? Or are you friend
with
both of them?
I'm friends with both of them. They're actually, I would say I'm acquaintances with both of them. They're neighbors of mine in my house that I live in.
Doug and Bob?
No. Chris and... Is it Chris and Chris? No. Chris and Rob.
Oh,
Chris and
my
Rob.
God.
The brothers are named the same name.
I just had a brain fart. That's all. I'm actually closer with Rob than I am with Chris.
I can't
it's so
remember
funny.
His name.
I'm like, oh.
Sorry, bros.
Their wife is, Rob's wife is a big listener.
Oh.
What up, hey, Tana? Rob's wife. What's her name?
Tana.
Hi,
hey,
Tana. How do you spell that?
T-A-N-E.
T-A-N-E.
And it said Tana.
Tana.
And does it have a little chingadera on the top? No? All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 650 says, DiCaprio is the new Nicholson.
Mm. Yeah. People say that all the time. Living the big life. Oh, he really is, too. Like, sometimes just... Remember a couple years ago, there were the shots of him, like, on a
on
yacht.
The yacht, yeah.
Of course.
Just, there
That's
must
how
have,
I picture
it was him.
Him on a yacht,
and 20... every girl hotter than the next girl.
It's like his birthday or something.
Yeah. Maybe his 40th birthday. Got to get 40 supermodels for my 40th birthday. No, you guys aren't invited. It's me and 40 supermodels.
Yeah. 510 says, why is it when a guy is living a life and single with no kids, he's doing it right, but when a lady does that, there's something wrong with her?
It's the double standard.
But I don't think that that's... So is it that the comments from other women and about how she's living affect her? Because why would she care? Yeah. If she's living the life, she should be like... I give zero.
Well, maybe she does give zero bleeps, but I'm saying that, like, we hold up, like, oh, look at, you know, he's the new Jack Nicholson. He's the this. But if that was a woman and she was only dating 25-year-olds, it would, and not just women would say that, everyone would have little comments to make about it, for sure.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is that where we're at?
Sure.
We are going to start with we're going to start with Pi Day, because... I like that so much. But then we're going to get into the college scandal fallout and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.